Welcome back to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to take a chopped vinyl loop and turn it into something that feels like pirate radio leaking through the track. Not just a dusty loop sitting on top of your drums, but a resampled texture that actually works with the groove. This is a really useful move in drum and bass, because a vinyl texture can do a lot of jobs at once. It can create atmosphere, define the scene, and add movement without stepping on your kick, snare, sub, or main bass line. That's especially powerful in intros, breakdowns, pre-drop tension, and those ghost layer moments where you want the arrangement to feel alive and a little dangerous. The goal here is simple. By the end, you should have a chopped, degraded, rhythmically locked texture that feels like part of the tune. Something unstable in tone, tight in timing, and controlled enough to survive when the drop lands hard. Start with a source that already has character. Don't overthink it. A spoken word fragment, a dusty chord stab, a drumless loop, a pirate radio style one shot, or a musical phrase with noise and room in it can all work. The important thing is that it has some uneven tone and some movement in the mids. In Ableton Live 12, drop it onto an audio track and trim it down to a short phrase, maybe 1 to 4 bars. You want a sample with a few useful moments in it, like a transient, a tail, a little tonal shift, or a burst of noise. Why this works in D&B is pretty straightforward. A textured sample with mid-range movements survives chopping much better than a flat loop. D&B intros and tension sections need detail, but they also need space. If the sample is too clean, don't force it. You want the memory of vinyl, not a pristine loop pretending to be grime. Now chop it into playable fragments, not random slices. Use warp markers and split the clip so you end up with a few short pieces, maybe a half bar, a quarter bar, and a couple of tiny 8th or 16th note fragments where the interesting noise lives. If there's a vocal or tonal phrase, keep one longer slice for a call and response moment, then use the shorter slices around it for motion. Aim for 4 to 8 slices total, not 30. You want a controlled collage, not a puzzle. Once the chops feel right, align the strongest hits to the grid so the texture supports the groove instead of drifting over it. What to listen for here is simple. The slice edges should feel intentional. If you hear clicks or accidental hiccups, shorten the slice boundary, add tiny fades, or move the cut slightly. The goal is edited, not broken by mistake. At this point, choose the flavor you want. You can go more open and recognizable, like a radio ghost, or you can push it into a more abstract destroyed bed. The radio ghost version is better if you want the sample to be part of the identity of the intro or breakdown. The destroyed version is safer if the tune already has a strong lead element and you just need atmosphere and menace. If your track is dark and busy, the destroyed route is usually the smarter play. Now build a simple processing chain before you resample. On the source track, a reliable starting point in Ableton is EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility. Use EQ8 to high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how much low junk is in the sample. If it gets boxy, make a gentle dip somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. Then use saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip if needed. Follow that with auto filter to low pass at somewhere around 4 to 10 kHz for a darker pirate radio feel, or use band pass if you want a narrower lo-fi slice. Utility is there to pull the gain down if the chain starts hitting too hard. What you're doing here is shaping the source before you print it. That matters because the resampled file already contains the character you want, instead of leaving everything to later processing. In D&B, that's huge. You want the texture to sit around the drums and bass, not compete with them. Now give it movement. Use clip envelopes or arrangement automation to open the texture before a snare, or close it into a transition. Keep it subtle. Often a sweep between roughly 2 kHz and 8 kHz is enough to create motion without turning into an obvious riser. You can also automate gain so certain slices poke out for a bar and then recede. That creates the feeling of a pirate broadcast being written live. What to listen for is anticipation, not obvious effects. If every move is huge, the texture starts sounding like a separate FX layer instead of part of the track's world. Keep it musical, keep it human. A little instability is the whole point. Now commit to audio. Create a new audio track, set it to resample or route the processed source into it, and record a few passes while you perform or automate the source track. Capture 8 to 16 bars if you want options, then keep the strongest 1 to 4 bar section. This is the point where you stop chasing perfection and print the idea. If the source already has the right attitude and rhythm, don't keep twisting knobs forever. Resampling matters in D&B because once it's audio, you can cut it like percussion, Reverse spits, stutter it, and shape it around the drum pocket without the source moving underneath you. That makes arrangement faster and way more decisive. If the print is too hot, pull the source gain down and resample again. Don't try to fix ugly clipping later if it's already in the wrong range. Now take the resampled audio and re-chop it like percussion. This is where it starts feeling like part of the groove. Let the chop texture answer the snare, fill the space after ghost notes, or sit in the gap before a kick. In a roller or jungle context, good patterns might be a one-bar loop with chops on beat 1, the end of 2, and beat 4, or a two-bar phrase where the second bar is slightly denser than the first, or a call and response setup where one longer slice appears on bar 1 and two short flickers answer on bar 2. If it feels stiff, nudge a slice a few milliseconds early or late, but keep the relationship to the drum grid clear. Don't drift so far that it loses the DNB pocket. What to listen for now is whether the chop texture is dancing around the snare, not covering it. If the snare starts disappearing, the chop is probably too busy in the 1 to 3 kHz range, or it's landing in the wrong place rhythmically. The snare still needs to lead. That's non-negotiable in drum and bass. After that, use a cleaner finishing chain on the resampled track. You can keep it simple and focused. One option is auto filter, EQ8, saturator, and utility. Another option is a more haunted route with a light redux, EQ8, subtle chorus ensemble for width only on the top texture, and utility to keep the low end narrow. As a general rule, high pass the resampled layer around 150 to 300 Hz. If it stabs too hard against the snare, cut a little around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Keep the saturation gentle. If you use redux, keep it in the texturizing range, not full destruction. For width, let the upper part of the texture spread a bit, but keep the core narrow and mono-friendly. Then immediately check it against your drums and bass. This is the real test. A vinyl texture can sound massive solo and still ruin the groove in context. Listen for two things. Can you still hear the snare clearly through the texture? And does the sub stay clean and centered, especially in mono? If the snare loses authority, reduce energy in the 1 to 4 kHz zone, shorten the slices or move the chop off the snare moment. If the low end gets muddy, raise the high pass or remove some low mid body around 200 to 350 Hz. And keep the core of the texture effectively mono or narrow. You can widen the top grit, but wide low mids will smear the center and weaken the drop. A really important mindset here is this. Don't use the texture forever. Place it where arrangement pressure needs help. It works brilliantly in an intro, a pre-drop, a breakdown, or a second drop variation. You can let it breathe for two bars, leave the next two bars emptier, then bring it back in a tighter chopped form just before the drop. That inhale and exhale feeling makes the arrangement feel intentional and gives the drop more weight. You can also treat it like a phrase marker. Start more open in the intro, then gradually narrow it as the drums build. Before the drop, strip it down to one or two fragments so the listener feels the space opening up. Then when the drop hits, either mute it completely for a bar or bring back a changed version. That absence makes the return hit harder. Here's a really practical mindset shift. Make one version for the mix, and one version for the energy. A darker, more stripped texture can sit quietly in the background. A more open or aggressive version can come forward in transitions or breakdown peaks. DNB loves contrast, and versioning is one of the fastest ways to get it without overprocessing a single layer. A good bonus tip here is to print early when the source already has personality. People often spend 20 minutes perfecting a live chain and end up with something technically cleaner, but less interesting than the first pass. Also, use tiny timing changes before you add more effects. A small slice move or a tiny gain flicker often creates more life than another processor. One more thing to remember, if the texture needs to read on small speakers, keep some grit in the 1 to 3 kHz range. If you remove all of that, the layer may sound great in the studio and vanish everywhere else. You want enough mid-range attitude that the texture still communicates in the real world. So here's the full idea in one breath. Pick a sample with useful character. Chop it into a few strong phrases. Shape it before resampling. Print it. Rechop the audio like percussion. Clean up the low end. Keep the snare and sub in charge. Then use the texture as arrangement material, not decoration. If the result sounds like pirate radio residue glued to the groove, dirty but controlled, then you've nailed it. For practice, build a 2-bar pirate radio texture using one source sample and only stock Ableton devices. Remove everything below 200 Hz. Print one resampled version, rechop it, and make an alternate version with a different filter opening or chop pattern. Then test both against drums and bass in a short 4-bar arrangement. Ask yourself, Can you hear the snare clearly? Does it feel rhythmic rather than looped? And does it still work in mono? And if you want to push further, take on the full challenge. Build an 8-bar section with exactly 2 resampled versions, one darker and more stripped, one more open or more aggressive. Keep the slices under control, vary the texture across the phrase, and make sure it supports the track instead of clouding it. That's the move. Not just old vinyl, but vinyl with purpose. Go make it gritty, make it rhythmic, and make it part of the record.